And President Obama's advisors are busy explaining the president's strategy. Steve Inskeep sat down with the president's national security advisor, Jim Jones, in the West Wing of the White House.
Renee, General James Jones says the White House just finished the kind of planning he's favored for a long time.
To me, this is a comprehensive strategy that, to be perfectly honest with you, I've been arguing for since I was in NATO.
And he finished his job as commander of the NATO alliance 3 years ago.
There are things that you have to understand and get control of before you answer the question of how many troops you're going to put in.
Jones addressed several of those factors in a wide-ranging talk, as we're going to hear. The plan does begin, though, with those 30,000 extra troops and the president's commitment to start removing them in 18 months.
Now, it's not a cliff in the sense that all troops are coming home, but it is a certain date by which Afghans will start to control their own destiny.
The president said he wanted to set this date in order to create a sense of urgency among
Correct.
The Afghans. In order to create that sense of urgency, is it necessary to tell them also that if you do not get the conditions that you want by 2011, you are willing to walk away, even if it means you're walking away from a disaster?
Well, I would say with regard to Afghanistan, we can't want this any worse than the Afghans do. The people who have to want it most are the people whose country it is we're trying to help. As to the larger geopolitical strategic issue, we will not be leaving or paying less attention to South Asia. We have strategic interest in the welfare of Pakistan and its neighbors, and we have an intention to stay engaged for a long period of time. Because of the importance of the region.
I want to make sure I understand what you're telling me. It sounds like you're saying that the president does not intend to abandon this region under any circumstances, but that if 30,000 extra troops don't seem to have done much good in a year and a half, you may find some radically different approach to deal with this situation.
Or try to, anyway. Yeah, well, the fact is that, I mean, presence takes many forms. We want Afghanistan to succeed. We want the people of Afghanistan to have a better future, a more peaceful future. In order to do that, we're buying time and space by putting in 30,000 Americans, augmented by NATO troops, augmented by a more rapid development of the Afghan National Security Forces to establish that condition.
You've mentioned Pakistan. The president also said in his speech, we cannot tolerate a safe haven for terrorists
Correct.
Inside Pakistan. We have some idea of what's been done up to now to prevent Pakistan from serving as a safe haven. What's going to be different?
Well, to begin with, it's been rewarding to notice that Pakistan itself has gone after the extremists in the Swat Valley and is now operating in South Waziristan. We have been engaged in very intense bilateral talks with Pakistan. The existence of these insurgents and their bases, which are relatively safe, is a cancer that is threatening the existence of Pakistan. I think the Pakistanis have finally figured this out. That's reflected by their operations. We want to help them continue with those operations to make sure that they take on the safe havens wherever they are and scatter them, destroy them. And if they do that, the spillover effect in Afghanistan will be immediate and long-lasting.
We should tell people you yourself have spent a fair amount of time in Pakistan this year, correct?
I have. And
you're very familiar, I'm sure, with what some analysts have said, which is that Pakistan's military has gone after extremists in South Waziristan who were blamed for attacks in Pakistan, but has not gone after safe havens in North Waziristan
Correct.
Along the Afghan border, where there are fighters who fight in Afghanistan.
Correct. And I'm cautiously optimistic that as a byproduct of our new relationship with Pakistan that is built on much more trust and confidence, that they will do that.
Do you have that new relationship now?
We have a strong relationship now. And I think that we are satisfying the Pakistanis' legitimate concerns, I might add, that we intend to stay in this for the long haul.
What worries you the most?
I've been asked that question several times, and I always come up with the same answer. What worries me the most is insurgents, Al-Qaeda, for example, getting their hands on a weapon of mass destruction. You know, you can control countries a lot easier if you know they have the weapons and they know you have them and they know that, you know, if they used them, that they would risk extinction. But you can't do that with a terrorist group because they don't care.
Do you feel that this strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan directly addresses that threat? And if so, how?
Well, I think this strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan certainly helps reduce the likelihood of that happening. If we can scatter the safe havens, if we can force them to seek refuge elsewhere and reorganize, that's a good thing. I'd like to have them spend more time running than sitting around having coffee, planning the next a terrorist attack somewhere in the world.
Some critics of this policy have asked, what happens when they run to Yemen? What happens when they run to East Africa? Pick your country. Does the United States face an endless row of conflicts or efforts at nation building in failed states?
I think the 21st century is going to serve as an interesting moment in history where nations of the world, by virtue of this kind of threat, organize and train their forces to react with much greater speed, with much better intelligence, and with a degree of cooperation that nobody would have thought possible 20 years ago, simply because in order to be successful against these kinds of groups, you have to get at them quickly. It doesn't mean that you have to spend hundreds and thousands or commit hundreds of thousands of troops to it. With technology, you can control. We have great visibility on where they are. The question is, what do you have to do politically, internationally, to get at them? And I think the moment in time is coming in this border region, this very important border region, where, as the president has said, these safe havens are unacceptable. They contribute to the casualties that we experience, and it is probably the one thing that can turn the tide in Afghanistan more rapidly than any number of troops we would put in there.
General Jones, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
General James Jones is the president's national security advisor. He sat down with Steve in the West Wing of the White House. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.